From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. Twelve more people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Maine, and the state CDC is reporting another person has died. There are 414 active cases. 118 people have died from COVID-19 in Maine. The director of the Maine CDC says the 19 probable cases of COVID-19 reported on Sunday have been determined to be negative. Dr. Nirav Shah says a summer camp reported the cases after conducting rapid antigen tests among campers and staff.
This is a different type of testing than the testing that our laboratory here in Augusta performs. Antigen testing can get you results a little bit more quickly, but sometimes the results can be a little less accurate.
And Shaw says that was the case with this camp, where additional testing elicited all negative results. Shaw declined to share the name of the camp, but says the device used for testing was the Quidel Sophia test. Former state rep Dale Crafts is officially the Republican nominee in Maine's 2nd Congressional District. Following today's ranked choice runoff, he'll now take on Democratic Congressman Jared Golden. And the Maine Legislature's Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee is recommending the creation of a new office in the Bureau of Veterans Services to handle requests by LGBTQ veterans that believe they were discharged from the service solely because of their sexual preference. Mal Leary has more.
No one knows how many Maine veterans received less than honorable discharges from military service because of their sexual orientation. But David Richmond, director of the Maine Bureau of Veterans Services, believes it is a significant number.
Between the end of World War II and the repeal of 2011 Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, it is estimated that over 100,000 veterans nationally were involuntarily discharged from service due to their sexual orientation.
The new office would help veterans get their discharges upgraded so they can access state-provided benefits. The office will also help them get the discharges upgraded at the federal level to qualify for federal benefits. The measure would be considered at a special session this summer, which has yet to be called. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
In weather tonight, partly cloudy with fog at the coast and in the valleys and lows in the high 40s to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny early but becoming cloudy, still humid with a chance of showers in the south and highs in the 70s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit MainePublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a conversation about reopening Maine schools. I'm Nora Flaherty.